Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I am very happy to be your meditation teacher today. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in the equally spiritual chair. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And I hope you like cats, because my cat seems to really want to be in on this video today. So as you get settled, I want to share with you a little bit about a conversation I had recently with someone I really love, a friend of mine who I care about a lot. And she's a meditation student, and she was asking me what she could do on the cushion to help her combat feelings of darkness and heaviness, which I think a lot of us are experiencing these days because it's crazy out there. And it can be difficult to find relief. So her question, excellent question, what can I do on the cushion to lift myself up when I feel bad? So I really resonated with that question because when she sent it to me, it was a text, I was feeling exactly the same. Like, I'm losing confidence. I'm losing my joy. What the hell? And I realized that the only thing that I was doing that it was helping me, that I wanted to offer her, is what I would like to offer you for such times in your life. And the answer that came to me immediately was, there isn't perhaps nothing you can do on the cushion for such times. It can seem that the more we try to work with our mind when we want to reject our feelings, the more frustrating and anxiety-producing it becomes. So I think when someone says, what can I do on the cushion to help me feel better? They mean something like, how can I stop feeling what I feel? And it's not that simple. All the ads showing people meditating like this, looking blissed out, notwithstanding, that's not actually how it works. However, there is something that really does help to lift our spirits, and it just doesn't happen to be something on the cushion. And that is the very simple gesture of connecting with someone else, connecting with someone you love, connecting with someone you like. When we can't lift our own spirits, which we're human, sometimes we can't, other people can. Simply by caring about us, by listening to us, by sharing a different perspective with us, by letting us hang out with their cats or dogs. When we can't lift our own spirits, there is no shame in recognizing that you need help. And I'm going to turn to someone else for help in lifting my spirits. In my own personal experiments, as a longtime meditator, 25 years now, I have really come to see the truth of this, that we need each other. We need our communities. We need our friends. We need our loved ones. And one of the great gifts of being human is to give our love to someone else who needs it. So if you feel like, I should be able to handle this myself, ixnay, drop that, and let someone who cares about you be there for you. Whether it's a friend, a therapist, a pet, community, turn to others when you can't lift your own spirits. So that's my suggestion to you. So let's practice. You're a very good cat. Very good. Begin your practice, please, by placing your hand over your heart just for a moment. Not to pledge anything, but to just acknowledge your own sweetness and tenderness. That's who's meditating. This person who loves, who cares, who can be joyful, who can be hurt. That's who's practicing, not some wannabe perfected alien. You're human. And this practice is about being even more human rather than being more perfect. So sit up straight, because as a human, you possess unending dignity, and you can feel that by taking this posture. Let your hands rest on the legs, palms down. And really let them rest. They don't have to work by making mudras or gestures. Just, thank you. You do a lot of work. Now you can rest. Let the front body be very soft. Relax your belly. At the same time, feel the strength of your back body. There's something supporting you, and it's right there, always. Let the shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long, and the mouth is closed. Lips and teeth can be slightly parted. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold. But otherwise, just breathe. You were already doing it before I said that, so just keep doing it. And the eyes are open in this practice. And the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet or 1.5 meters. And if you think, oh, it's much easier to meditate with my eyes closed, you are correct. But if the idea of meditation was to be good at it, we'd all be sitting there with our eyes closed, but that is not the point. The point is to be here, to be good at being yourself in your life as it is. And for that reason, we sit with our eyes open because we're trying to be awake and present. And at the same time, the eyes are very soft. You're not staring at anything. They're resting on a spot. But let the whole visual field in, end to end. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. This is a good posture. Now let your attention rest on the breath. Feel the in-breath. Feel the out-breath. Feeling and noticing are not the same. So we're not observing the breath. We're feeling it. Very simple. The mind will continue to think thoughts because that's what it does. NBD, no big deal. Cool. Most of them will just come and go. You don't have to do anything. Nada. Only when you notice you're absorbed in thought thoroughly, to the point where you have lost awareness of your breath, then you want to intercede. First, just notice you're thinking. I am aware of that. Cool. Next, let go. Just let go. Doesn't matter what the content of the thought is. Gently bring your attention back to the breath and begin again. Fresh start. The amount of fresh starts you are allowed in any given meditation session is infinite. So you can relax. Just relax. Keep it simple. And we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. I love that. It helps me. Thank you. And thank you for practicing together with our amazing all over the world community of Open Heart Project humans and some animals. Have a great week. Thank you again.